I'm Michael Hawes. You're listening to Bobcat Logic. A Texan explains Nietzsche. Come out of your churches, I'd talk with you. Come out of your synagogues, I'll ask you something. Come out of your mosques, I'll tell you something. Leave your saffron robes, that we may stand naked. Come out of your secret societies, show yourselves now. Come on out of your offices, that I might speak freely. Relax your families, sit apart from your education. Pause in your traditions, cast away your reckonings. Look beyond your flags, forget your promises. Here on the playing ground for the moment being, allow me to prompt your imaginations for Sophia's sake. Look around you. Notice each other with clear eyes and clean hearts. Each an individual expression. You are tied to no one. Not husband to wife, not mother to child, not student to teacher, not employee to company, not human to God. Only you, only me, only them, only here, only now. Look at your timepieces. Note that the indicators travel in a circle. Can't we remember this without wearing reminders on our arms? Look at the women. Are they not beautiful miracles of nature? Look at the men. They arouse the pride which dwells inside you. Look at the children. Are they not fragile flowers before the fruit? No one made you. No one is watching. No one sits in judgment. No one shall punish you. It is the same for the others. Consider this before you stir. Some are strong, some are frail, some are clever, some are dull. How will you deal with them? How will they treat you? What shall bind you together? What'll pull you apart? You already have these questions in common with others. Will you form tribes? Will you build nations? Will you go with your generation or with your sex? With your color? Or with them that share your language? All may do as they wish. Will you be a leader? Will you follow another? Will you go alone? Before you rise to walk, ask yourselves, what do you need? What do you want? Who do you want to be with? Who do you need to be with? Why do you want them? Why do you need them? Ask yourselves, what will be the glue to bind us together? Nothing has been provided. We'll have to make our own. Before you arise to walk, look over the crowd, at the world you share, a multitude of life forms, an abundance of necessities, awaiting your discovery, anticipating your footsteps. You may go where you wish. It's very beautiful. It is very large. Family, sit together, in a circle. I ask you, children, if you obey your parents just to avoid punishment, is that honorable or commendable? I ask you, parents, if your children obey only to avoid punishment, is that a reason to be proud of them? I ask you, spouses, can a public ceremony make it easier to hide vows that are broken? I ask you, wives, if you're faithful only to avoid shame, is that honorable or commendable? I ask you, wives, if your husbands are faithful only to avoid scorn, is that reason to be proud of them? If your husbands were not attracted to women, how could they have found you? If they now kill this attraction, does that not jeopardize your relationship? I ask you, teachers, if your student echoes your teachings to gain your approval, is that reason to be proud of him? I ask you, students, if your teacher disapproves of your ideas, is it honorable to discard them? I ask you, society members, can your fraternity be propped on shameful initiations and still be attractive to real men? Hear me, Christians. Look upon a newborn. Look upon a murderous rapist. Explain to me how the former can be stained with sin and how the latter can be born again. Answer me, Jews. How sexual mutilation and food taboos are spiritual requirements. I ask you, Muslims, how can a man justify his domination over all women by surrendering himself to a book? I ask you, Buddhists, is the practice of non-attachment in order to avoid suffering honorable or commendable? Is not the avoidance of pain the root of mental illness? I ask the spokesman of the ancient voices, is their antiquity a guarantee of their wisdom? I implore you, suspend immaculate conception. Let the golden child walk without requiring flowers to spring up from his footsteps. Don't banish the prophets to sharpen distant swords. Don't nail the wise to trees. Don't make them drink hemlock. Don't immolate the genius. Let them be what they are. Listen to their ideas, or not. It is your will. You needn't be afraid of men who shout. You needn't be afraid of men who whisper. You must be careful of all men and women. I ask the poor man, isn't it easier for you to be virtuous than a wealthy man who has access to every temptation? I ask the rich man, can you be sure of the purity of your relationships? I tell you, kings and queens, emperors and empresses, take off your crowns. No god grants your right to rule over others. Only your family and your wealth make this possible. Was it not always thus? I ask you, citizens of democracies, are 49% under the will of 51% a satisfied group? I ask you, citizens of republics, is a democracy into which you decay worth the blood sacrificed for your birth? I ask you, communists, did you forget to design your brilliant solution for use by ordinary humans? I ask you, citizens of empires, what were you before you took by force the abundance of others less technological? I ask you, soldiers, if you wore no uniform and you had no comrades, could you kill to protect your own family? Who seized your grandfather's farm? I ask you, Satanists, are not your followers reversed Christians, nourished by the same fable? I ask you, immigrants, who have crossed oceans, if you are happy at home, how can a foreign land give you the right to steal? Is not your behavior the same as the tyrants you fled? I ask you, city dweller, how can you feel superior to a primitive man with his own hut when you pay monthly to live in another man's hut? I ask the Occidental, why have you slaked your intellectual thirst with alcohol since the beginning? I ask the Oriental parent, where in all of nature is there an animal bound to feed its parents? The brood that you produce as insurance for yourself taxes the rice bin. I ask the North American parent, where in all of nature is there a mammal which abandons its offspring? The children whom you abandon guarantee the survival of the human predators which plague your cities. I ask you, slaves, who captured you? Who sold you? I ask your master, who prepares your food and sings your children to sleep? I have bent your ears as you have allowed. Disperse and go where you wish. Go back to your mosques. Go back to your churches. Go back to your synagogues. Go back to your pentagrams. Aware now that you, men and women, are the gods and devils that you fear and obey. Go back to your schools and look for a teacher. Go back to your companies and follow the money. Go back to your secret societies. If the meetings were made public, would that diminish the membership? Return to your families and give them your honesty. Behave honorably towards them. If you expect the same from them, what? Are you missing your fetters already? Try this. Imagine the most noble you. Put this version of yourself on a cloud where your notion of God once was. Look down upon yourself with compassion. Pray to yourself. Answer your prayers. Reward yourself. Punish yourself. Allow all other people to do this, and maybe we'll grow out of it. Come on, Zigzag. Looks like rain.